Bro, what's up?
Dude, just watching the dating game.
Right on. Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one podcast for sleepy people in all of Dreamland. I'm your host, Parker, joined as always by co-host Jason Razor Babes Frizzbabe, now with a new theme music recommended by Rhea from the Badland Girls.
In your face!
Was that Insane Clown Posse?
Indeed it was.
I
just now remembered that I was supposed to play it, so I didn't have time to go in and like edit a good part of the song to be a theme music, so it's just that crappy intro interlude thing. But next week, that theme song's going to be In Your Face.
It was already in my face. I don't like that you're acknowledging that there's probably a good part stuck in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It gets a lot better. The song
starts
out bad, but real marvelous stuff near the two-minute mark.
Speaking of Badland Girls, that when you mentioned Rhea, they are back up and at it. They're on hiatus, but if you haven't been listening, they're back with a bang. And we're mentioning the show, and Rhea's going to be on next week's show. Which is awesome.
That's a lot of Badland Girls news you just gave me in my face.
Yes. You might as well just start it up again, because that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Those guys have been on a hiatus. It's always a bummer when the podcasts go on a hiatus, and they're back now. And yeah, Rhea will be here next week. We're going to talk about Saved by the Bells.
Season Trace, or yeah. Season 4 on your Netflix queue.
Because Netflix is stupid.
Man. Fucking weird, yeah.
It's going to be bittersweet. We're going to be more than halfway done with Saved by the Bell after 2 years of podcasting.
It's torturous. I mean, some people will like earn a law degree in this time, but we're just watching Saved by the Bell episodes. I'm not sure how proud we should be of that.
Yeah.
But I have heard a lot of hilarious Mr. Belding quotes.
I don't have any of them queued up, to be honest with you, but...
No, I'm just reveling in it,
oh, yeah.
So don't worry about it. It was a kinder time back then, when you could have Dennis Haskins just run in, dance in, as we'll find out next week. He does a lot more dancing in Season 3. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I haven't watched any of them yet, because I...
Oh. Okay, I've been doing this for weeks.
Well, when we do these episodes, I like to watch them all in a short... amount of time as possible, because I enjoy the pain of it, I suppose.
I was going to say, you must have done that because you really don't like yourself, because that's exactly why I did it in the past. I'm really trying to be a little more gentler. The gentler side of Frisbee.
The softer side of Frisbee.
Yeah.
Speaking of Frisbee, this episode is going to be very short. This episode featuring Frisbee. Because me and Frisbee were on the new junk food dinner. Yeah, Kevin was in, he was on vacation, so he was out for the week. And then Mark also decided to be out for the week because he had to work. He's getting those greenbacks. So at the last minute, Mr. Frisbee filled in and saved the day.
Saved by the Bell.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. We're also joined by Mr. Sean Byron. And he was an awesome, awesome special guest. He was originally scheduled anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And top notchery on that dude's part. It was a lot of good info about the films. If you like post-apocalyptic movies, if you like the game Fallout,
mm-hmm.
If you like Italian dudes walking stiffly on motorcycles... with cars behind them, even though it's, you know, New York is destroyed, apparently. Mm-hmm. You'll love it. If you love Anthony Edwards and a girl with a David Bowie haircut who's just as androgynous, You'll love this. And also, another thing I picked up on, I didn't even mention this. I didn't find a good place to interject with it. But with A Boy and His Dog, that 75 film with Don Johnson and the special appearance by Jason Robards, the Fallout one, A Boy and His Dog is, you know, it's Don Johnson as this young kid who talks with his dog, who has telepathic powers and talks to him like it's an adult. You know? Mm-hmm. He has like an adult voice and he talks to him. The entire time I was watching this, I was thinking this is exactly what Adventure Time is based off of.
Oh, yeah,
it's about a young boy and his dog. That's who talks true. To him.
And there's that theory going around about Adventure Time. Is that Adventure Time where it like takes place in a post-apocalyptic world?
Yeah, they talk about the Mushroom War. Yeah, and the mushrooms, of course, being like mushroom clouds.
Yeah, that is exactly that show.
And it's weirder now, even watching Adventure Time. I mean, I got the synopsis going for what the book is from the movie, because they are pretty similar. There's a few minor differences. But it's kind of interesting to sort of draw the lines between the two and see where they overlap and, yeah, see how similar they are. See how Adventure Time is very influenced and maybe even basing some stuff off of A Boy and His Dog.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The one difference, though, is that in Adventure Time, Don Johnson doesn't use his telepathic dog to find women to rape. So that's it's a real awkward part of that movie. Real weird stuff going on there.
Oh, yeah, he definitely, yeah. He does that in that one. You might want to say, like, well, in the show, Jake the dog is actually kind of coercing the Finn character into adulthood. And it's kind of weird sometimes. Like, he's approaching puberty, so I hope it doesn't become that. Like, next season of Adventure Time is XXX, where it's just Finn trying to molest all of these princesses on the show.
Next season on Adventure Time, Finn becomes...
In order to catch a rapist, Margot Bowman must become a rapist.
I thought that that drop just said a rapist. I didn't know that it had that whole other stuff going on.
That's cool. There is Mr. Holmes these days.
Yeah, I found that the other day when I was cleaning up my computer. I forgot that I made John Holmes say that a long, long time ago.
And it was totally worth it for that soundbite.
Yeah.
Bite. Going back to clean up your computer, you've been doing a lot of cleaning as it is anyway. You've been busy as hell. This is another reason why it's a short show. You've been moving shits.
Yeah, I've been moving, and it's awful. And it's been especially hellish because none of, you know, I obviously know nobody out here because I'm a hermit. But none of my wife's family or friends like wanted to help move. So it's just been me and her. So it's taken like 5 weeks to move or something. It's very hellish. But
that's a huge pain in the ass. But why you gotta move? Oh, why you moving? You've already told me a few things, but...
Well, our house sucked. It was, like, the worst house. Like, it was built in, like, the fucking 50s or something. So, like, it was, like, all drafty. And all my books were, like, getting, like, all mildewy and waterlogged because there's, like, just gross. Open holes in the sides of the house gross. And stuff. Yeah.
It was, and like, then you had, like, the power share thing, too.
Yeah, yeah, and we had a guy living in our backyard who we had to pay for his electricity bills for some reason, so that was expensive. And, you know, lots of bugs in the summertime. So we moved to, like, this nice apartment condo-y thing. I guess apartment is the correct word. And so very happy about this. Now we won't have to, like, pay for exterminators and stuff like that. And and there's more room, I think. Also, the best part of it is that we have an upstairs. And it's been fun to watch little Kepi learn how to walk up and down stairs. It's been, like, really cute.
Yeah, small dogs on stairs is one of life's great pleasures.
Yeah, it's very real
adorable stuff.
It's good stuff. And then, like for the longest time, like, he wouldn't try going down the stairs or anything. And then... And then I offered him a piece of food to go down them, and he just flew down the entire set of stairs. It was the cutest thing. He'll do anything for food. And then once he got to the bottom, he ran down all the stairs. He got to the bottom, and then I said,
"Are we all the champions?"
It was a good celebration. I said, "Ah, this is great news. You're so tiny and brave."
It's adorable.
You made it all the way down the stairs. You're the best dog I could ever hope for.
I'm having glorious visions of you holding him above your head and like you're spinning around. You bring him into a hug and he gets absorbed in your beard. And that's how it ends, with this brilliant flash of light where he just is absorbed in your beard.
Yeah, well, that's how he likes to sleep. When it's cold, he likes to curl up into my beard when we sleep.
It makes him feel like he has a full head of hair.
That's true, because he doesn't
like
have
a that. Snake from the Snake Pit. Or Guns N' Roses, whichever one you think is his most famous band.
I think his most famous endeavor was that time he was on Conan, telling secrets.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that would be. I mean, he did that Guitar Hero thing, but whatever. That's old hat. That's old top hat, if you will, compared to Conan's.
I will allow that. But yeah, let's get into a few emails real quick that may or may not have secrets in them themselves. I figure this will be the one thing we do this week, is to answer some of the emails. Otherwise, they will go unanswered for the rest of the year, as there will be no emails next week, since we'll be talking about Saved by the Bell.
And this is true.
Yeah, so I figure we get into these emails. I'm not going to play the song for it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's already got so much time devoted to it. We don't need to put on airs for these emails. So let's get on with it. Gilda's Club update. This email is from Mr. David. And he sends us a link to the petition to stop the name change for Gilda's Club. And the petition has made it to the correct amount of signatures. It looks like 1,610. David adds, this is a happy ending to a stupid idea. And I totally agree. As we discussed in the show, we were quite amiss with this. I mean, Gilda's one of like the shining points of early SNL. Mm-hmm. And
one of the shining points of cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Because if anything, it's a real funny logo. and to take away your entire legacy seems like a real idiotic move. And made even more idiotic by the threat of marketing and I guess just trying to make it young and hip, even though it's somebody's legacy. So it was weird.
Yes.
It's weird, but it looks like it's dying out.
They got all the signatures we saved for the name?
It looks like...
this is great news. Ah, that's great. We finally did it after all our hard work. We did it, Frisbee.
Yep. a Mr. Josh Bowman, actually, a person you might be related to, from Toronto, Canada.
Nope,
maybe you don't want to be related to him.
Not related to any Canadians.
I see.
The only Canadians I would ever want to be related to are from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Ah, yeah, you mean Lance Storm.
Yeah, Lance Storm, Bret Hart.
Well, Lance Storm was the one who announced it every time he came outside. That was the best sort of heel announcements ever.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Storm would just come out with his buzz cut out to the ring and say that he's from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Killed me every single time. I loved it. I would just be at home like, eating stacks of pancakes with syrup over them, wearing my lumberjack flannel, waving a Scott Thompson banner over my head, and just saying, like, yes, yes, he's from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Yeah, a very cheap but effective thing to latch onto as a character.
I can't remember if he did that when he was at ECW, though, but that would be a... That'd be impressive if he did, because that was the roughest crowd ever in the U.S. I mean, the only thing that rivals it are, like, you know, pre-turn-of-the-century New England gangs, like gangland wars. They would probably be a little bit rougher, but these guys weren't too far off. Really ridiculous.
Yeah, so you were real into wrestling back then, were you, Mr. Frisbee?
Yeah.
Did you ever, like, you know, like, you really admired those wrestlers and stuff? Is that right?
Yeah, but this was, like, back in the 90s.
So, you want to be a wrestler?
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe I did at one point. I thought it would be hilarious to create a character and everything. But then the video games came out. You could do whatever you wanted. Make whoever you wanted. And now it's just ridiculous.
Hey, man, I've been training for a year, and now I think I'm bigger than you are.
Don't doubt it. But
that's our producer, Muhammad, by the way. We forgot to introduce him earlier.
So train for a year.
Yeah.
Well, okay. our next email comes from Blake Sell. And he sent this one actually, excuse me, at the very end of November, titled The Most Hardcore of 2012 Nomination. And we're going to go through as much of this as we can. I don't know if we'll be able to make it through all of it, but for all you people who have thought about sending emails, this is what you're up against. He's got about 7 full paragraphs.
Yeah, if you want to send us emails, by the way, it's poolpartyradio@gmail.com.
Yeah, they don't have to be 7 full paragraphs. This is because Blake has a lot on his mind, and we genuinely enjoy reading it. We don't always have time to address all of it during the show, but by God, we're going to try tonight.
Yeah, now, Muhammad, you've met Blake Sell before. You've talked to him, right?
We had talked on the phone during the holidays.
That's what I thought.
Why is he so stilted?
Who knows?
He's rating these things off of cue cards.
It's just how
he talks.
We have
talked on the phone during the holidays.
English is a second language, Frisbee.
Okay.
It's not easy.
Fair enough.
It's a tricky language.
Blake starts off, "Now I had heard about the wood chopping incident earlier by my mysterious ways of finding things out. And this wasn't really covered that much in the show, except that he was thinking about losing a toe and whatnot. But Frisbee had me know he didn't feel pain in the situation with the axe. Just flashing back, I talked about how over Thanksgiving holiday I was staying with a friend, doing some real hardcore Midwestern stuff, living a real hard life. And I was chopping wood, and I actually cut my foot with the wood chopping axe like an idiot." And he's recounting a conversation that we had here. Or no, it's mysterious. So he found out through telepathy or some other weird way. He goes on to say, "Most of us would have been freaking out and be at least on the ground in pain. Frisbee walked off calmly, took off the shoe, and examined the situation without even the utterance of a swear." Which is true. I didn't. I actually walked back to collect some other things that were in the yard before I actually went in. I don't know why. I was probably in shock. But yeah, I didn't yell or scream or anything.
That's tough guy stuff.
I guess. Or dumb guy stuff. It's one of the two.
I think it's real tough. I think that you're probably a tough guy.
So you think you're a tough guy?
Well, I've been training all year. I've been getting real strong. Probably stronger than you.
No, I think I'm bigger than you.
No, I think I'm bigger than you.
Keep going. Don't stop.
Let's get back to this email. He's right. He's a good producer.
Blake goes on to say, "I think we can officially call that American badassery." He has that part in bold. "No concern for broken bones. No concern for lost digits. I could have gone to Blake Sell's house and drank beer, watched movies, played games, and taken it easy. Instead, I went to train, chop wood, and cut feet." And he attributes that quote to Franklin Roosevelt, which is scratched out and replaced with my name, Jason Frisbee. He goes on to say that a Greek town casino in Michigan also has the non-smoking room, like what you describe in Vegas. But there's no one policing the area. So when you go in that very tiny room with no good games, you see a guy with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth playing the slots, waiting to die like all the other old people in casinos. Actually, I hate your idea of making non-smokers just deal with people who smoke in bars as much as I hate people who bring babies in bars, because that's apparently legal as well in my area. As a beer judge, or just a guy that likes good beers, why would I go to a place with 15 or more great beers on tap just to not be able to smell that tasty beer that I'm drinking. Moreover, I'm a smoker who's further away from the building than they are already. It's bullcrap that these jerks that these jerk-offs are allowed to drop off their kids at the bar, then go outside to smoke while their kid screams and everyone else was having a good time. I'm not allowed to abuse you or your kids while you act like a retard. So at least get them a fair distance away from me for their own protection.
What kind of bar is this Blake Cell hanging out at where people just drop off babies? What is this, a bar with a laundromat in it? Because that's what people do here. They just drop off their babies at the laundromat.
It's pretty weird. Do they put them into the dryers?
No, they like tell the kids to watch the stuff while they go do stuff. I don't know. It's terrible. It's like, if there are any like people who like abducting small children listening to this podcast, go to the laundromat because people just leave their children there. Young children. I'm advocating that you guys go get those children. It's the best place to do it.
Yeah, it's a real creep show, apparently. Just any laundromat or any good bar. Because Blake's all goes to good bars. I don't know why there's people leaving their kids to rot or be babysat by the bartenders and bar staff. That's a weird effing thing. Like, even when we went to go to Boston's up in North Dayton, like, that was a family-style bar, but it wasn't people, like, leaving their kids all around. But I'm getting a distinct impression of, you know, like a carry-all thing with an infant inside, just on a bar stool or something like that, crying. Which I guess is what's going on here. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But that is nuts. We've actually finished Blake Sell's entire email. That guy with the emails.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Indeed.
It's a very long email.
We do have some more of it, though. This is more of a...
more Blake Sell email?
Yeah, there's more post-email. I always thought these were PSs, but it's some sort of decree at the end. So after he signs off, it says, this transmission may contain information that is privileged, confidential, legally privileged, and or exempt from disclosure under applicable law. Wow, that's very legally-sounding stuff. But yeah. It makes me feel special.
Absolutely. Yeah, he always sends us email from his work email. Where it tells us not to transmit what he has said in the email, but we're doing it anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it actually builds restrictions to that point, and we're no lawyers, but, you know, we think this is okay.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? What?
What are they going to do about it? Screw you, bank. We'll read all your emails.
Too big to fail. Too big to not put in a small paragraph, I guess. Instead, this thing goes on forever. You're not intended recipient. You're hereby notified that any disclosure comes. God, ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that's. I guess that brings us to the end of this short program. Once again, go to junkfooddinner.com or search iTunes for Junk Food Dinner or find it on Stitcher, and listen to a real show that me and Frisbee were on. We talked about apocalypse movies with Sean Byron. It was a lot of fun. And go to poolpartyradio.com and check out all our episodes there, and then find us on iTunes and subscribe and rate us. It was my birthday this week, so, you know, instead of sending me those $100 earrings that you were going to send me, why not just go to iTunes and give us a review? That would be very pleasant, I feel. A nice rating, a nice, you know, 5-star rating, a review. Subscribing to the show, whatever you want to do over there. It could be for my birthday, why not? Or like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/poolpartyradio. That can also be an acceptable birthday present, liking us over there.
Or you can retweet and favorite all of Parker's tweets by following him at Final Parker on Twitter. You can also follow me at Jason Frisbee. But I'm not nearly as affectionate towards Twitter these days. I just pop in with something every once in a while. And there's also an app, Pool Party Radio. But as long as you know that the episodes come out on Friday, that's pretty much the entire reason that thing is there.
That's true, yeah. I guess if you don't have a calendar, you can follow the Pool Party Radio Twitter.
If you live purely on Twitter, yeah, that's probably acceptable.
Also... I know we've mentioned this a lot lately, but you can check out Hide the Bodies at htbkicksass.com. They got all kinds of cool shirts. They got a Total Recall shirt that I was wearing the other day, or I tried to wear. It says Total Recall on it. Now, you have this shirt, right, Mr. Frisbee?
No, I do not. We got totally different packages, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You got a package.
Package.
Exactly. With a package drawn on it because of your fondness for the racial epithet salt penis when describing the British. And this shirt of yours has what on it?
It's got three boobs on it, and it says Total Recall. And I was going to wear it the other day when I went to go see a movie with my wife, but she wouldn't let me.
In contrast, I mean, we both got the Saved by the Bell shirt, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the shirts are awesome from this place. And my other shirt is this. It's expertly drawn, but the description that I have to give the people who haven't seen it is that it's a girl's face, and she's crying cat tears. So cats are falling out of her clenched eyeballs. And it sounds so funny, but like when you see it, you're like, oh, that's awesome. It's super well done. I really enjoy it. Only the softest material. Plus, my package actually had a Cold Stone Creamery waffle cone ice cream on it with the banner that said Frisbee's Right to Choose, endorsing my right to choose people's toppings when they go to Cold Stone Creamery, rather than having to choose abortion rights.
Well, so, I don't know about that. I don't agree with that politically.
Well, Greg agrees with me. Well. And that's if he's supplying the shirts, that's obviously enough.
I guess you're right.
And don't forget to check it out. Hide the bot, htbkicksass.com.
Yeah. I agree. Also, check out the Badland Girls at badlandgirls.com. Rhea will be here next week to talk about Saved by the Bell. We're doing another big extravaganza, and it's going to be two episodes long, so that's how we're going to fill up the rest of our year with Saved by the Bell. Speaking of wrapping up the year, Mr. Frisbee, a while back, about a year ago, we made predictions. We did an episode where we picked people to be in our death pools, where we predicted who would die this year. None of our picks died.
Yeah, I guess I'm happy in a way, a little bit disappointed.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's a real waste of a year. I wanted to win the prize money. But I guess we'll have to do one for 2013, see how that works out.
I guess so.
Well, on that downer note, this is Parker from Muhammad and Jason Frisbabe saying fuck you, Chelios.
back to the 90s, faggots!